Okay, friends. Today we're reading a story from the Disney's Animal Stories book. This is the 16th story in the book. And we're getting close to the end here. This story is called Walt Disney's Lady and the Tramp, A Midnight Stroll. And it's read today by Mommy. And another angry bird. Awesome. Which one are you today?
Black.
The black bomb. One? The bomb. Hoo-hoo. Better watch out, you guys. He might explode. Handle with care. Okay. So let's dive right in. Lady liked being a pet. Every day she woke Jim Deer for work. She brought him his slippers and fetched his newspaper. And during the day, she kept Darling company. And they always enjoyed their walk together in the afternoon.
Lady is getting so grown up, said Jim Deer one day. I think it's time she had a new collar and license.
And when he put it on her, Lady pranced happily outside. She was excited to show her best friends Jacques and Trusty.
Aye, you're a full-grown lady now, Jacques told her.
Lady held her head high. She was so proud. A few days later, on the other side of town, Tramp was busy rescuing his friends from the dog catcher. Ruff, he barked. As the dog catcher ran after him, his friends escaped. Tramp loved the chase. He tricked and teased the dog catcher until he lost him. But then he looked around.
Snob Hill,
Tramp muttered.
They got a fence around every tree.
Curious, he wandered into a yard, and there was Lady and her friends.
Jim Deer and Darling have never acted this way before, Lady was saying sadly.
But Jacques and Trusty smiled. They knew what the problem was.
Darling's expecting a wee baby,
Jacques told her kindly.
Lady was confused.
What's a baby?
She asked.
Oh, they're sweet and soft, said Trusty.
But Tramp interrupted.
When a baby moves in, the dog moves out,
he warned. Tramp didn't trust humans at all. He would never want to live behind a fence.
You'll see, Pidge, he told Lady. It'll be leftover baby food for dinner and a leaky doghouse at night.
Lady was worried, but luckily Tramp's predictions did not come true. When the baby was born, Jim Deer lifted Lady to the cradle. Darling pulled back the covers so she could see the tiny sleeping face.
Lady loved the child instantly.
Every day she watched over the baby. She felt needed. Jim Deer and Darling petted her proudly. And when they decided to take a short vacation, they knew the baby would be in good hands with Lady. Besides, Aunt Sarah would be there to help. But Aunt Sarah did not let Lady near the baby. And worse, she brought two sly and sneaky Siamese cats. They tried to eat the goldfish, they ripped the curtains, then they smelled milk and began creeping upstairs.
The baby,
thought Lady. Panicking, she tried to stop the cats, but her barking angered Aunt Sarah.
We're going to get you a muzzle, she said,
taking Lady to the pet store. Lady was distraught. After the salesman put the muzzle on her, Lady ran out of the store. Cars screeched by her, and tin cans got caught on her leash and made a horrendous racket.
Ferocious dogs chased her. A lady was terrified as she ran into a dead end. Do you know what ferocious means?
Bad and scary.
Yeah, they're very big and dangerous looking. Grrr, growled some large dogs. Then suddenly, Tramp appeared. He attacked the bullies and rescued Lady.
You okay, Pidge?
He asked. Sadly, Lady told her tale as Tramp listened sympathetically. Good question. Sympathetically means that he listened to her with sympathy, meaning he was feeling sorry for her situation and wanted her to feel better. And so he was listening and he was saying things like, oh, they're there. It's going to be all right. And he says, first, we got to get this muzzle off. Leading her to the zoo, they found a beaver building a dam. With one bite, Lady was free. Tramp wanted to cheer her up. He decided to take her to a special Italian restaurant. Tony the chef loved Tramp. He made spaghetti and even serenaded the dogs. And look, I think there's something else with their spaghetti. What else is that?
Meatballs.
Do you know anyone who likes spaghetti and meatballs?
Your son.
My son? You're absolutely right. Do you think it's like maybe one of his favorite meals of all time?
Yeah,
I thought so too. Okay, here we go. As they ate a strand of spaghetti, their noses touched. Generously, Tramp rolled the last meatball toward Lady. It was a beautiful night. Lady and Tramp walked side by side through empty streets. The sky was lit with stars, and the moon was full. Lying on a grassy hill in the park, they fell asleep. But the next morning, Lady was worried. I have to get home, she cried. Tramp shook his head. Come with me. I'll show you what a dog's life can really be, he told her. Beyond those distant hills, who knows what adventure awaits us? But who will look after the baby? Asked Lady. So Tramp took her back to the house. Aunt Sarah was angry at Lady for running away. She chained Lady to the doghouse. Through her tears, Lady watched a rat creep into the house. Lady barked, trying to warn Aunt Sarah about the rat, but Aunt Sarah yelled at Lady to stop the noise. Tramp heard her cries. What's wrong, Pidge? He asked.
A rat! In the baby's room, Lady barked.
Bravely, Tramp raced into the house. Lady broke from her chain and followed him up to the baby's room. Tramp fought the vicious creature. But Aunt Sarah did not see the rat. She only heard the baby crying. She locked Lady in the basement and shoved Tramp into a closet. She called the dog catcher to take Tramp away. When Jim Deere and Darling arrived home, they met Lady. They let Lady out of the basement.
She's trying to tell us something, said Jim Deere.
Lady led Jim Deere upstairs and uncovered the dead rat. Tramp was a hero. Gratefully, the humans thanked him with a new collar and license. Tramp soon became one of the leash and collar set. Still, he had no regrets. And soon, Lady and Tramp were smiling as four puppies and a baby played at their feet.
They had puppies! Look at how cute they are!
Aww.
Oh, I know!
Lady has three puppies, and Tramp has one.
I think Lady had all four of them, but three of them look like her, and one of them looks like Tramp. Yeah, because mommies are the only ones that can have babies. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And friends, that is...
The end.